we continue with our focus on your health and well-being. This is the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who you may speak with almost immediately after a few other people get on the air, of course. 888-553-7536 is the dial-in number. Please, when you call, have your thoughts organized so we can get as many people on the air as we can. When you say you're going to be brief, let's try to make sure that you are brief. The story of your life, I'm sure, is important, but we don't have time for it. I don't mean to be harsh or cruel, but we need to get to the point so that people can understand what your situation is and can, after listening to the story, tell you what it is that you want to know. So I'm going to go back to Cecilia, who's in New York. We have had a long conversation about her allergy to bees as she grew up, grew older. And now the question, back to the question, you were given something, Cecilia, and you want to know what it does to you. Is that right?
Correct. What would cause such a severe reaction to the desensitization?
Cecilia, there's something called immune complex disease. When you're given these allergy shots, it's immune therapy, and hopefully that works. These are a little bit of antigens, stimulants to your immune system so that your immune system will build up a reaction that's not out of control, but it's controlled so that when you do see a bee, your immune system works in a nice, orderly, relaxed manner, not out of control. But what may have happened in your situation, as the immune stimulants were added to your body, your immune system reacted to it, and now your body is reacting again to a new complex that's formed between the binding of the initial product. Does that make any sense?
Well, yes, it does.
And that's called an immune complex disease. And what you need, just to make this simple, Celia, and I want to put a smile on your face because it sounds like you need a big one. And what you need to do is you need to go and find a very, very experienced allergist who works on those who don't respond to the usual things that we do for people like yourself. And you're probably not going to find that person in your neighborhood. You're probably going to have to go to one of the medical schools and go and call up and ask if there's somebody on their staff who specializes in immune complex disease or just deals with bee sting reactions that don't respond to the usual immune therapy that allergists give.
Thank you very, very, very much. I appreciate such a detailed response. I am very grateful. Sorry I wasn't brief, but
that's all right.
I tried.
All right, thank you. Yeah,
well,
bye-bye.
Don't be brief with your thanks.
All right. Yeah, right. 888-553-7536, Marge in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Marge.
Hi. My question is, I've had a recent renogram for kidney function, whatever.
You had a picture, an imaging study of your kidneys.
Right.
And why was that done?
Last December, I was in the hospital. I thought I had a kidney stone. I had such pain, but they didn't find any. But they kept me in the hospital and right, so forth. And they said it was a narrowing of the tube, whatever.
Ureter, where the urine comes out of the kidney, was a bit kinked?
No, it was, yes. Well, it was narrowed, right.
Okay.
Right. And so I've had two scans since then, and, you know, nothing's changed. And this time, when I had the renogram, he said, everything there is okay. He said, but I am worried about this non-calcified nodule on my right lung. Well, I had this for like 8 years, and they just said, you know, following it. At first, they thought it was just a calcification on my rib, and then they did a PET scan and came back with this 1 milligram nodule.
Was the PET scan normal or abnormal?
Normal.
Okay. Normal. Let me explain to everybody what's going on. So you had an imaging study of your kidney, which is in your abdomen, and which is not your chest, it's your abdomen.
Right.
But sometimes when we do these imaging studies, we can't hit the border exactly between the abdomen and the chest, so we get a little bit of the lower chest in the picture.
Right.
And that's where they probably saw this non-calcified nodule, just a
right.
spot on your lung.
Right.
Correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, spots on the lungs that are non-calcified, and I don't want you to hit the panic button, Marge, please promise me. It's not absolutely cancer, but it's more risky, more likely than a calcified nodule. So the question is, do you have an old film? You mentioned that you've had spots on your lungs before, so you need to give to the radiologist who made this interpretation whatever old chest x-rays or CT scans of the chest, MR of the chest that you have, so that this radiologist who recently reported this to you can compare your prior studies. Also, the fact that you had a PET scan. A PET scan tells us about the metabolic activity of the area. So an imaging study like a CT scan or an MRI or a chest x-ray just tells us what's there. It tells us anatomy. It's like going out and looking at your car. And then the question is, how's that motor running? You start the motor up, and that's how it's functioning. What a PET scan does, it tells us how it is functioning. Is it metabolically active? And cancer cells are much more active metabolically, functionally, than the rest of the normal study cells. So if your PET scan was normal, that tends to mean that this is not a cancer, a malignancy.
Right. Well, that the PET scan was done 8 years ago.
Okay. Oh, well, PET. Well, the warranty on that PET scan is way gone, a long time ago.
Right. Right.
So that doesn't help us right now to know whether this non-calcified nodule is cancerous or not. So what are they usually after this? What they'll either do is they'll recommend, if they're really suspicious, a good radiologist has a good instinct about these, and what they will usually recommend is get another PET scan immediately or to follow up with another, like a CT scan, in like 3 months, and then in serial times, 3, 6, 12, 24 months after that. Which way did they tell you to go?
Well, this was a urologist, and so he told me to see, he was going to send a report to my family doctor, which I haven't heard, but he scared me when he said, "Are you a smoker?" And I said, "Oh, I was years ago."
Okay.
And, so right away when
so
he
Marge,
said that.
So, Marge, yes. what is your question right now?
Whether or not it is a chance of it being cancer.
Okay. The only way to know is to do some more testing. You can't tell just on the initial study that you have. So for peace of mind, you need to follow this up. And I would on Monday call your primary care doctor, and he or she will either take care of it or refer you to a lung specialist, a pulmonologist. And it sounds to me like you need another PET scan. Were you a smoker?
18 years ago, I was.
Okay. Well, if you were my patient, what I'd be doing right now is getting a PET scan. And then often, even when the PET scan is normal, you need serial follow-up imaging just to make sure you don't have a very slow-growing tumor. But that would be my next step, just so you have some peace of mind, okay?
Very good. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. We're appreciative of your call, and a lot of people learned from it. That's the other thing here. When you are thinking about whether you ought to call or not to express a concern or ask a question of Dr. Ken, there are a lot of people who are listening to this program, excuse me, all around the country. There's no doubt somebody else has the problem that you have, and so you're helping them as well as yourself. 888-553-7536. Speaking of smoking, this week's Good Day Health newsletter is all about the warning labels that appear on the package of cigarettes. What else is in there for people to engage themselves with, Ken?
I'm sure everyone knows the usual things that we talk about smoking, but this week's newsletter is information in the last 6 months that's been in the medical journals that only your physicians are reading in easy to understand language. Amazing information about smoking that is not the typical information. You thought you knew all about cigarettes and smoking. You won't until you read this week's newsletter.
All right, and you get the newsletter easily by going to either DougStefan.com or DrKenShow.com.
And it's free.
It's free. See Dr. Ken's picture. Click on that. Gives you the way for you to put your email address in. Every Friday afternoon, you'll get the Good Day Health newsletter for that week. And this week, as Ken says, it's all about smoking and what you need to know. So sign up for it either at DrKenShow.com or DougStefan.com.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade!
Correct.
Bam!
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix! See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
More than 35 million people around the world are living with Alzheimer's, and millions more share their time, energy, and love as caregivers. The Alzheimer's Association is honoring these everyday heroes throughout September to commemorate World Alzheimer's Month. Elias Jimenez is an Alzheimer's hero.
I like to challenge myself on adventures, like a two-week, 2,900-mile rickshaw race through India benefiting the Alzheimer's Association. But those challenges are nothing compared to the physical and emotional struggles my father faced with Alzheimer's and those my mother faced caring for him. On behalf of caregivers around the world, I will continue to lend my energy and time to the fight against Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in the United States and the only cause of death among the top 10 without a way to prevent, cure, or even slow its progression. Please join the fight by visiting alz.org/WAM for ideas on how you can declare the end of Alzheimer's starts with me.
All right, the problems American men have with understanding their bodies as they get older includes a frustration with the prostate. That's, having a digital rectal exam is unpleasant, but yet you need to have that prostate checked every year once you get to your mid-40s. And those who wait until it's too late, Ken, you have nobody really to blame. I'm not trying to be a jerk about this, but you know, people keep telling you, get it checked. And also feed it properly, and that's what super beta prostate does, yeah?
Absolutely. Men and women, listen up, because if you're a man over 40, then it's vital that you understand the importance of a healthy prostate. The health of the prostate, it's crucial for normal urine flow and for sexual function. Super beta prostate, it's the definitive source for pure beta-cytosterol. This has been published in the medical journal Lancet. These all-natural plant sterols, they support prostate and urinary health in men.
All right, so here's how you get it. You call this 800 number, order directly from the manufacturer, 800-841-6938. Call them now. You'll get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate to try it. That's a smart way for you to get into the system. 800-841-6938.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Now, 23 after the hour, the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to lend his expertise to what may be going on with you in terms of your physical being. Lots of news this week. One of the things that we were just alluding to, the newsletter, the Good Day Health newsletter, which you can sign up for at either drkenshow.com or dougsteffen.com, focus on smoking and stuff. There is some good news about people who suffer from lung cancer or the disease. Maybe if there's anything you can find that's good about lung cancer, you can't find much. But what is the story here, Ken?
CDC, yes, did give us some good news this week, Doug. The West is leading a national decline in the rate of new lung cancer cases, with states like California and Nevada accounting for much of the improvement. It seems that smoking rates in the West have long been lower, and that's credited for this good health news for that region. Roughly 90% of lung cancer cases are attributed to smoking.
All right. So the best thing you can do is not to. I guess there's another reason for you to take another look. 888-553-7536. Mike's in Birmingham, Alabama. Mike, you're on with Dr. Ken.
Hey, first thing I want to say is I appreciate shows like yours. It pays to be informed. There's been numerous times when I've used information off of your show, actually asked the doctor about it, and found that he had not suggested it, and it did a lot of good. So it pays to be informed.
Thanks,
my mom
Mike.
Had her knee. Yes, sir. My mom had her knee scoped, and now they're looking at knee replacement therapy. I've heard so many people say that it did them a lot of good. I've heard some people say it didn't help the problem at all. Is there any way to research the efficacy of knee replacement surgery and who does it and what their success rate is?
What I would do is you sound like a bright guy, because knee surgery replacement does have some risks. They include infection, knee stiffness, you can get a blood clot, you can have a heart attack, stroke, or even nerve damage. But depending on how bad that knee is, I've seen some amazing cases where people could barely get up out of a chair, and then they're back on the golf course, they're playing tennis, because I'm often clearing these people for their proposed surgery to make sure that their heart's going to get through it okay. And again, this is on a case-by-case basis. How bad is the situation if you don't do anything? And then are you willing to take a little risk? To depending on the patient, it might be a big risk to have this done. So the risk has to be assessed of doing the surgery, and that's on a case-by-case basis. and then how badly she needs it. But the most important thing is getting a surgeon who spends most of his or her time doing knee replacements so that you're not the first in line and you can talk and ask the surgeon about that, even talk to some satisfied customers. But this is the kind of procedure that you're not in a rush for. This is not a medical emergency, and you can take the time and research it and do it right, Mike.
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. 888-553-7536. David's also in Birmingham. Go ahead, David.
Hey, buddy. Good morning, David. Y'all. Listen, I wanted just to know what I could expect for the rest of my life, if y'all could.
David. Let me get my crystal ball out. Hold on.
I'm a better one to ask that than Ken. Go ahead.
Anyway, I got two mechanical valves, aortic and mitral. Got a pacemaker. I had my aorta rebuilt because it had an aneurysm at the same time when I had a heart attack, had a blood clot. And also I had a subaortic stenosis repaired twice as when I was a kid. And since my last heart surgery, which was this past March, I still have pretty bad shortness of breath. And they at the hospital at UAB, you know, this is out of 5% of patients, this is to be expected. I'm always in that 5%. And I still have to sleep on 3 or 4 pillows. It's like not enough oxygen in the air.
David,
what do y'all think?
David, have you been reading a textbook of cardiology? Are you making this up?
No, I swear to God, I'm not.
I'm amazed. I'm just having fun with you, David. My heart goes out to you. Bless your heart. You have gone through as much as anybody I've ever heard. How are your coronaries? That's the only part of your heart that I didn't hear that they didn't operate on.
I've never had much plaque in my coronaries.
Okay, bless your heart. So you've had 2 of your 4 heart valves replaced, and those are mechanical valves?
Yes, sir. They're St. Jude valves.
Okay, so you're on blood thinner Coumadin.
Coumadin, yes, sir.
And you've had a pacemaker put in. You've had the pipe where the blood exits the heart, the thoracic aorta repaired because the diameter was enlarging, and you had to have that fixed so that it wouldn't burst like John Ritter on Three's Company. That's what happened to him. And then you had an asymmetric thickening of one of the walls of your heart, so that was obstructing blood from exiting your heart, and that had to be repaired. Was that done surgically or by infusing alcohol into your heart?
They're all surgery. My first one was in 1974.
Okay.
And my second one was 2000.
Okay. And you're short of breath. You're sleeping upright. It sounds to me like you may be in a little bit of heart failure. You're not fully what heart doctors call compensated. You need to get rechecked. You have a lot of things going on. In 10 seconds, I'd love to help you in my office. You're a little far away, but go see a great cardiologist, and I'm sure they can help you here.
That sounds like the ticket. Thank you for that call. That's a good call. 888-553-7536. There's a nugget in all of your calls. There's good stuff there. And we'll continue as we fish for more really good calls. Half past the hour. Good day weekend.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet, with always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN, or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weekend. 888-553-7536 brings you back into the fold as we discuss the medical news of the week. Medical awareness on your part. What are your questions about you? That's what's most important here at 888-553-7536. Pat, listening in Lancaster, California, is on the air now with Dr. Ken.
Yeah, Dr. Ken. Hi, Doug.
Hi.
My question is, I've been on nortriptyline, Trazodone, and Xanax since my wife died in 08. And I heard something about a supplement you could get at a health food store that could replace it. And then someone else made a comment about possible marijuana. And my question is that possible to get rid of the drugs and go to something like that?
So I don't want to assume. I just want you to confirm your diagnosis currently is depression.
Yes.
Okay. There are some non-prescription possibilities, and they're used for depression. Whether they work or not, it's hard to say. St. John's Wort has been used. And you need to do this, I would recommend, with a doctor, because there are some potential adverse effects of these also. There's something called SAMI, which is another alternative option. Omega-3 fatty acids, fish oil, is a great idea. Cold water fish, flaxseed, flax oil, walnuts, just getting more omega-3 fatty acids may help. But what I would want to make sure is that you have the right diagnosis. Often when multiple antidepressants, I think I heard that you were on two and one anti-anxiety pill.
Right. The one is the second one, nortriptyline, is the main one. And I found out if you miss that, don't take it. Next day you're going to be in big trouble. The trazodone is to help me sleep at night. And the Xanax is naturally for anxiety.
Right. Trazodone is also used to treat depression. Its brand name is Dezeril. You're right. On some of the earlier first generation antidepressants, later first generation, one of the Desiril, nortriptyline, definitely early first generation. There's now second and third generations. I have a feeling you're not being treated by a psychiatrist based on these medicine choices. Is that correct?
No, I am. I'm with Kaiser, and I see a psychiatrist. One of the reasons he picked these was he said it was the least weight gain. Not that I'm overweight or anything. It would be the least amount of weight gain for me than some of the others. And once before I was on a antidepressant, and I went from like 135 to 180. When I went off it, I went back down to close to 135.
Why doesn't the Kaiser psychiatrist think that you're being treated effectively?
I'm not sure.
Well, that would be my question to him or her on Monday. But please don't think about marijuana, medical marijuana. It makes my head explode. There's so many risks.
Okay.
You know, you want me to give you the long list of bad things that marijuana does?
No, I kind of know it over. I'm 59. I kind of know what you're going to say.
It makes my head explode.
I've never messed with it.
And marijuana is associated with depression. We don't think it actually triggers it or causes it. It just seems to be occurring together, probably not cause and effect, but it does cause so many other horrible things. You know, if marijuana was really intended to be used as a drug, you wouldn't smoke this hot smoke through your lungs. You would take it as a pill, and that would be it.
In fact, my father had that before he died during hospice. It was a pill.
Exactly.
They took. But, no, I was trying to find something, you know, I've been trying to get off this medication and deal with what I'm going through, because it's not just the loss of my wife. It's some things at work and my finances.
You may just need some good psychotherapy, talking therapy.
And I do that every month. I have a therapist I go see. He's great, and he helps me. I walk out feeling great. But, you know, it's 30 days before I see him again.
Are you in an exercise program?
I exercise a lot within my work.
Okay, but you're not in a formal workout program?
No.
I would talk to your doctor about you getting into an exercise program and then you getting into a more formal one. That would definitely help you. I'm just trying to get a sense of whether you think your depression is severe or not. You haven't thought about suicide or anything like that?
Not that I thought about it. I wanted to give up.
Pat, have you ever written a note, Pat?
Yes.
Okay, so you have a severe depression, and you need drugs. You need to get to your psychiatrist yesterday and let him or her know that the drugs are not working and you're just not getting aggressive enough therapy. You need to be on a medication because you have severe depression, and these other options should just add. Yes, you should have some therapy. Yes, you should get into an exercise program, but you need to be on a stronger medication. I'm a little less concerned about your weight right now, and you need to get on to some stronger medicine. You're not adequately being treated. I'm not happy with the therapy you're getting.
That's the story. Pat, thank you for your call, and good luck to you. 888-553-7536. With that in mind, there is a study about disclosing depression this week from the Annals of Family Medicine. This sort of goes in league with that conversation just had, Ken.
Yeah, it's amazing how uneasy people are to actually let on to the health care system that people have depression. This is a study.
Well, what it is is this age-old problem about disrespecting in this country, unlike any other place in the supposed free world or progressive world. We are so ignorant when it comes to matters of the mind. We have this really stupid, imbecilic, infantile approach to mental health. If you're seeing someone who is a person that can help you with your head, it doesn't get anywhere near the respect that someone who goes to see someone like you having to do with the body, and what's becoming more and more clear is that people are understanding the mind-body-spirit connection, but it's at some toll still with the ignoramuses that think that going to see a shrink is a sign of weakness.
Out of the Annals of Family Medicine, this phone survey of more than 1,000 adults with depression showed that 43% reported one or more reasons for not talking to their primary care physician about their depression. Nearly a quarter of them worried that their doctor would recommend antidepressants. As you heard here, the most frequently cited reason for withholding the information.
Unbelievable. My God, isn't that real? And the news media does nothing but collaborate with people who are trying, for the most part, to give. It's, sure, there are doctors of the mind that are bad. There are plenty of doctors of the body that are bad. Well, but your mind is, what's the old expression? Your mind is a terrible thing to waste. And so much is wasted by people who don't get proper treatment. As you just, that was a 5-minute conversation with that guy. It was so telling. It was very helpful.
He's suicidal,
yeah.
And they're not jumping on top of this. Yeah. I guess he's in an HMO. I don't want to.
Yeah,
get
well, that's
political.
Another problem. Yeah, there's another problem. Yeah, we can get political because the health system in this country sucks. And it's getting worse because the government makes it worse. People don't have choices. They're being told what to do. This is the only way to fix it. Come on, people, wake up. How's that for being direct? That was.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 888-553-7536. Speaking about being direct, how is your face? Do you like the way when you get up in the morning, you look in the mirror, you like the way your face looks? Or would you like to be applying something? You want to fix it. We know that. So what do? You go see the person who's going to charge you thousands of dollars, and at the end of the day, what are you going to look like? Are you going to feel? You're not going to. There's no secret to this. It's really bottom line stuff. You can try most people's face, skin, reacts wonderfully well to this amazing product called Tautinol. Why would that be, Ken?
Now, I'm not talking about severe depression like the last caller, but maybe I just have a little bit of mild sadness, need a little bit of a pick-me-up. Avoid the drugs. There's nothing that will put a smile on your face if you look in that mirror in the morning and see that skin look youthful again. You can avoid the risk, pain, and expense of surgery, injections, or chemicals. It has natural substances in it. It's been proven in studies to be safe and effective, developed by a plastic surgeon for the deep wrinkling of your skin. And the nice thing about it, you'll get your money back if it doesn't work.
All right. So here's the deal. Call this number now for a special deal. You buy two, you get one free, and there's a special free gift for you when you tell me you're listening to Dr. Ken. Dial 800-291-2584. Let me repeat that number. 800-291-2584. Finally, something that really does work. Your skin will be appreciative. You'll be appreciative. Try Tautinol 800-291-2584.
I'm in the I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
888-553-7536. We're here to talk to you, and you next would be Jim in Independence, Oregon. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, thanks for helping me here.
Hi,
I really
Jim.
Enjoy your comments, and I wake up like it's an alarm clock every Friday morning, so it's very enjoyable.
Good morning.
I have a question, a simple one. How do I control my anxiety when I take my blood pressure, both at a doctor and at home?
Well, Jim, that's a great question because, as you have discovered on your own, that emotions will affect the blood pressure and also physical activity affects the blood pressure. And when us doctors say, you know, we'd like you under 140 over 90 for most of you, for some people even lower, depending on your risk factors and other associated conditions, that means your baseline. That's when you're resting and sitting. You've rested for at least 15 minutes. And you're in your happy place. What you need to do, Jim, is do it at a time at home. Don't do it in the doctor's office and think you're getting an accurate reading because you won't. you need to get your own upper arm blood pressure cuff that you can use, put on, make sure it's comfortable, and then sit for at least 15 minutes doing something that you enjoy doing and that distracts you. There must be something in a chair that you like to do.
Okay.
And do that. Yeah. Get relaxed for 15 minutes at least. And once you feel like you're totally unwound, all the steam is out of your ears, then check it and measure it three times and average that. And then you'll see where your true baseline is. And that's the number you need. And anybody who checks their blood pressure, you need that number. Because if we treat that number that you get in the doctor's office where you're not in your happy place, and then you go home and unwind, you're going to be on the ground because we're going to be over-treating your blood pressure.
Yep. Common sense stuff. All right, sir. Hopefully that was helpful. 888-553-7536. Speaking of the heart, there are several heart items, you being the noted cardiologist that you are. There are some things in the medical news this week about, for example, steps you can all take to make sure that you're doing the most for your own healthy heart.
This is clear, pithy, right to the point out of the medical journal Circulation about heart failure. Four simple steps to a healthy heart of lowering your risk of heart failure. Have a healthy heart may be this simple. Just don't smoke, lose weight, exercise regularly, and eat vegetables. People who follow these four healthy lifestyle habits, Doug, they reduce their risk of heart failure by 81% in women and by 69% in men.
So the efforts, there are a lot of items here this week. Let's touch on some of them, Ken. The effort to prevent heart attacks and strokes by the American Heart Association.
American Heart Association this week started a campaign called Million Hearts. It's a coordinated push to ramp up prevention for people at risk of heart problems, Doug. This campaign, it focuses on the so-called ABCs. That's aspirin for people at high risk. Blood pressure control, we just talked about. Cholesterol management is the C, and that's lowering the bad, the LDL, and cutting sodium consumption by eating less salty food.
All right, so here's something that I just caught my eye, this story about cholesterol deposits around your eyes and what that is linked to or what it can tell you as a doctor. What is that all about?
These are called xanthelasma. And you may want to look at your upper lid, your lower lid, and if you have these little white plaques, yellow plaques, these little yellow plaques on either upper or lower lid, we used to think that they were just a cosmetic problem, went to the dermatologist. The information this week is that they're linked to a high risk of having heart disease, stroke, even early death. So you want to make sure that the doctor follows these up and that your risk factors are reduced for heart disease and you get evaluated.
All right, so we're tying a lot of things together here, but this is hopeful and helpful heart information.
This is out of the British Medical Journal just this week.
All right, so out of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology comes a, this is probably more the heart problems that men experience and how you will tell if you're not having a good sex life, you better be looking at your heart, huh?
Journal of the American College of Cardiology, as you said this week, failing erections, Doug, they may be a predictor of future heart disease in some men, but heart-healthy lifestyle changes or cholesterol-lowering drugs actually could have a positive impact on men's sexual health. Erectile dysfunction significantly increases the risk, Doug, of cardiovascular disease, coronary heart disease, stroke, and all-cause mortality, and the increase is probably independent of the conventional cardiovascular risk factors that we always talk about.
And another question or sort of a complement to that story has to do with statins and how they may affect erectile problems.
This is out of the Archives of Internal Medicine this week, that both lifestyle changes and cholesterol-lowering drugs, such as statins, they appear to improve men's erectile problems. So we're talking about diet, exercising, not smoking, limiting salt, moderate alcohol, and stress reduction.
Those are the lifestyle changes. Okay, more of your calls coming right up here on Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Hi, we're here for more time with you. The news of the week from the medical world, your calls, comments, email, by the way, to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougstefan.com. It's easy to sometimes fix the confusion that comes. There's so much information. You can sort of tell by listening to our conversations here. Every week, Ken prepares page after page after page of information that is linked to maladies or to problems that you may be having, and this piques people's interest. By the way, a welcome into WGDJ, folks listening in Albany, New York. Nice to have you on board with us here as we try to help you do a lot of things, aging well among them. 888-553-7536. Lisa's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Hi, Lisa.
I have a very dear friend of mine. She's a 7-year breast cancer survivor, and in April she was diagnosed with lung cancer. They were able to remove the bottom third of her right lung, and that, you know, took it out. But then she just recently finished her chemo treatment, so things are looking up. But she is sold on these electronic cigarettes, and my question is, you know. She says, well, I'm still getting the nicotine that I crave, but it's not bad for me because there is no smoke involved. I'm wondering how true of a statement is that. Is she still – I'm concerned for her, you know. So what are the myths and the facts with these e-cigarette things?
I'll tell you, Lisa, my own feeling about electronic cigarettes or e-cigarettes is that I think if you use them, you're a bit of a guinea pig because they're new and they have not yet had a long enough experience to know if, in fact, they are fully safe. So I just don't think they've been investigated hard enough yet, and they're very controversial. And I think, unfortunately, only in the future will we know whether they're safe.
Okay, so I can't start telling her to quit those yet.
Well, I would not be lying. It's all compared to what? I mean, if she's going to go back, and this is the dilemma, welcome to my life, of helping patients, often it's compared to what? Pick your poison. And if she says she's going to go back and smoke if she doesn't have these, then maybe I might say okay. But it, certainly this would not be my first choice. I would want, if she's very difficult, I'd want to get her into a group therapy that works on smoking cessation, that can pull from all the different tried and true methods, if there are any. It's hard to get this done, to try and get some results. But I wouldn't go here first, because I just don't know the long-term safety of electronic cigarettes. I don't think anyone does. That's what I'm trying to say.
Thank you.
Yes, Lisa, you are welcome.
You're a good friend, Lisa.
888-553-7536. A lot of people experience a lot of things in their lives, and sometimes there are folks who want to make a difference. That's what Ken does. Hopefully that's what we do through this program, and that's what you can do if you call and take, I mean, I don't know if it takes some courage. I suppose, Ken, for some of these people, when you hear their story, it does take an amount of courage or confidence to jump into the conversation, to try to get clarity, and then you have to commit yourself to whatever the course of action is. You may stop at a certain point because you're frustrated or you're scared or whatever it is. Fear is a really horrible motivator. And when you get stuff, the lady calling about lung cancer, when you hear that, that really sends people. That kind of, that problem is really tough. I got an email here from a fellow named Dan, speaking of tough. He wants to know what the number one cholesterol medicine is. He says, I see Lipitor ads. They say they're number one. What say you?
Well, I don't know how you're determining number one. What is my favorite? Is the most effective?
Well, what do you use? Why do you recommend whatever there are, what, three or four of these drugs around?
There's several different families. There's statins, there's niacin, there's Zetia, and then there's the binders, like Welchol and some other kinds that just act like sponges in the gut. And I tend to start with a statin because not only do they lower cholesterol, very importantly, they lower inflammation. I think they're a little better than the niacin drugs for plaque stabilization. You can even get plaque reversal with getting your bad cholesterol very low. They're weak blood thinners. And my favorite first-line drug is a statin, depending on how low we need to get you. Crestor's the gorilla of the group. It's the strongest. Then Lipitor, Zocor, Provacol, and a few others in between.
All right. Sign up for the Good Day Weekly Health Newsletter at drkenshow.com or dougstefan.com, 59 after the hour.